Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chavav. We already are a little bit more than halfway down the Daf, and we're going to be starting the beautiful third Perek with a mission that we've already done, and we'll be a little bit Chazara because we've mentioned this mission already a couple of times. This is that mission that we mentioned on Chavav of an Aleph. And we begin. The Mishnah says, Arba Ochim, we have four brothers. Again, we'll keep our standard Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, albeit today, the Gemara is actually going to use the terminology Reuven and Shimon in a slightly different way. So for one of the cases later on, we'll have to switch around our regular terminology. But for now, Arba Ochim, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, our four brothers. Shnayim mehem nisuyin shtei achoyos. The first two, Reuven and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah, respectively, and these are sisters. So again, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, the sister of Rachel. Levi and Yehuda don't have wives that are of interest to us right now at this point in time. In any event, Shnayim mehem nisuyin shtei achoyos. Reuven and Shimon are married to the two sisters. Umesu hanisuyim esu achoyos. And Nebuch, Reuven and Shimon both pass away. So now, two sisters, Rachel and Leah, four yibum to Levi and to Yehuda. Now each one fell separately. So therefore, there is a din d'oraisa of yibum in this situation. However, because of the din d'rabbanan of achos zikukos, as Rashi tells us in the first Dibra Maskul, Arba Achim, he says we don't allow yibum to be done mishum zika, because of this attachment that there is a din that you're not letting go and marry midirabbanan achos zikukoso. So when they both fall to Levi and Yehuda, so Rachel is achos zikukoso because her sister Leah is zikuka, and likewise Leah, from her point of view, she has, when she falls to yibam, there's achos zikukoso of Rachel. So therefore midaraisa you can do yibam, but midirabbanan we say you only do chalitza. And therefore, in this situation, when these two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, died, Meso and Esuim, Esa Chayos, Hare Elu Choltzos, Velo Misyabmos, we only allow chalitza, but we don't allow Yibam, because of this Achos Zikukaso, Din Durabanan, that you have to transgress. So therefore, fulfill the mitzvah, doing chalitza, and not doing Yibam. However, if in fact Levi and Yehuda went and married, then Vim Kodmu, Vikonsu, they didn't ask a Shaila, Levi married Rachel, and Yehuda married Leah. So then, in this situation, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Yotziu, we don't allow them to stay married, they must get a divorce. And that's because they're Vaday over a Din D'Rabbanan. This is different than the cases that we had previously, where it was only a Suffolk that they were over a Din D'Rabbanan. Here, they're Vaday over a Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore, we make them go and divorce their wives. So Levi would have to go and divorce Rachel, and Yehuda would have to go and divorce his wife that he took in Yibam, Leah. However, Rebbe Lezer disagrees. Rebbe Lezer Omer that this isn't so straightforward. This is actually a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rebbe Lezer says that Beis Shammai omrim yekayim, that they're allowed to stay married. Beis Hillel omrim yotziu. And Beis Hillel is in agreement with the Tanakhama that you in fact have to have them divorce. Now, if you look in Daf Chof Chesom and Aleph, and you can see the Masor Seshah says in Osamach that this Tosos, the bottom Tosos, is Shayach Leel B'Mishnah Chavav and Aleph, that this Tosos explains over here why is Rabbi Elazar telling us this din. After all, this is Machlokas B'Shamah V'Hil, and normally we just pass on like B'Hil, so why is Rabbi Elazar saying that there's also an opinion of B'Shamah? So Vim Tomar, V'chi Taimah de B'Shamah, also Liashmi'inan, is Rabbi Elazar coming to teach us the opinion of B'Shamah? So that wouldn't be really a reason to add this on to the Mishnah. So the more Tosus answers, Yeshlomar, the Itz Dril Chochel Afukimi Brais, so the Abishol, the Omar Kal Hayolahem Lebeis Hillel Bedover Zeh. That in fact, Abishol had the appellations over here switched around. He had that Beis Shammai says that you have to ho Yotziu. And it was Beis Hillel that had a cool over here that said you could be Yekayim. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer wanted to go and tell us, no, this is the opinion of Beis Shammai Yekayim, and this is the opinion of Beis Hillel Yotziu, so we shouldn't have any doubt, because there is another opinion of Abishol that says otherwise. In any event, this is the first section of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and tells us, what happens if Haiso Achas Ben Asura Alo Echod Isur Erva? Let's say we have Reuven's wife Rachel. She is, in fact, an Erva to Levi. Let's say Rashi points out that this would be an Isur Erva Kigon Chamoso or the Aim Chamoso. In fact, this Rachel, Reuven's wife, was either the mother-in-law or the mother of the mother-in-law of Levi. Levi had married somebody, and he has a wife, Chana, and her mother-in-law is Rachel, or her mother-in-law's mother is Rachel. And now, when Rachel falls in Yibam, she can't go to Levi. She can only fall to Yehuda. So this is a regular case. There is no Achos Zikukasa over here from Levi's point of view. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Asur bar, he obviously is not allowed to go and do Yibam with his mother-in-law or his mother's mother-in-law. And therefore, the Tzara as well, if there are any other wives that Reuven had, would also not be allowed. And therefore, the only one that falls to him is, in fact, Shimon's wife, Leah. And therefore, he would be forbidden to do Yibam with any of Reuven's wives, especially his mother-in-law, but would be permitted, however, to go and do Yibam, if he wished to, with the wife of Shimon, Leah. However, from Yehuda's point of view, it's still Achoz Zikuka. So for him, it's not a prohibition of an Erva. Both of them fall to him, so he wouldn't be allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. And Vasheni, Levi, in that situation, does Yibam, if he wishes to, with Rachel. But the Sheni, the second brother, Yehuda, also Bishtem, he can't go and do Yibam with either one of them, and he'll have to do Chalitza to the wives of Reuven. He does Chalitza to one of them. If it was an Issa Mitzvah of Issa Kedusha, if in fact this Rachel was, quote, only an Issa Mitzvah or an Issa Kedusha, we explained this previously. So there are mitzvahs, the Rabbanim, the Shnios, or there's an Issa Kedusha, let's say a Gerusha to a coin, regular coin. So these are Issa Kedushas. So if there was only this Issa over here, which is on a Darais level, but the Kedusha would be Chal, so then in this situation, the Gersa that we have is Choletzes, Lo Misya Bemis, according to some of the Rishonim, it really should be Chotzos, Lo Misya Mos, because it really applies to both of them. In this situation, even Levi, who would not be allowed to go and do Yibam over here, because there's an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha with his wife, but since the Kedusha would be Chal, to a certain extent, it still is Achoz Zikukaso. So Levi still would not be allowed to do Yibam with Shimon's wife, Leah, and therefore he would have to do Chalitza as well. So the Choletzes Lo Misya Bemes in the Gersa that we have is really talking about Levi, because we had just previously spoken about Levi, that for him it would be permissible to go do Yibam. So here it's telling us the Choletzes Lo Misya Bemes, he can't do Yibam in this situation because he would be over a Lav, albeit the Kedusha would be Chal, but still we don't allow Yibam in that situation. So he would have to do Chalitza. And of course, according to the Gersa we have, of course, Yehuda still has to do Chalitza. So others have the Gersa, both of them, since it really is the halacha for both of them, hold Sos Lo Misya Avnos. The next section of the Mishnah is as follows. Hoy Soachas Me'en Asur Al Zeh Isser Erva. If, in fact, we have the first scenario that we talked about, that Rachel was the mother-in-law of Levi. But the same thing applies, Vashni Asura Al Zeh Isser Erva. You also have, in this situation, that Leah is the mother-in-law, let's say she's an Isser Erva, to Yehuda. So now, you actually have that Levi can only do Yibam Chalitza with Shimon's wives, and you have that Yehuda can only do Yibam Chalitza with Reuven's wives. They don't fall to each other. There is no Achoz Zikukaso because on an Issa Daraisa level of Erva, so the Kedusha wouldn't be Chal, there is no, therefore, Achoz Zikukaso. So in this situation, what we say, the Mishnah tells us, when both of them are prohibited from an Issa Erva with one of the wives, so the Tzara of that wife is also forbidden, but the other brothers' wives, so when you're dealing with Reuven and Levi, so Levi is forbidden to do Yibam with either of the wives of Reuven, one is his mother-in-law, as well as any Tzara that might be there, but he's absolutely allowed to have Yibam with Shimon's wives. There's no relationship with him, and vice versa for Yehuda. He's absolutely forbidden to have Yibam with his mother-in-law, who's Leah, or any Tzara that Shimon had, any Tzara of Leah, his mother-in-law, but he's absolutely permitted to do Yibam Chalitza with Reuven's wives, Rachel, and any co-wives there are no problem with him. So in this situation, Levi is perfectly permitted with Shimon's wives, Yehuda is perfectly permitted with Reuven's wives, so in this situation, both of them can do Yibam if they wish with the respective wife. So therefore, Vazuhi Sha'amru, this is the case that we spoke about previously, where we said, this is the case of Achosa. Here you have a case. The woman who falls to him is the sister of another woman who theoretically is falling to him, but because of the Isser Erva doesn't. So therefore, this is a case where you have a Chosa, Kishi Yevimta. The sister is his Yevimta. She's a Yevamatim, but because of the Erva, doesn't fall. So therefore, this is the case where you have the sister that is his Yevama. If he wishes to, he can do Yibam. If he doesn't wish to, he has to do Chalitza. So this is our Mishnah, and now we'll discuss all of these cases in a little more detail in the Gemara. This, again, was really almost all Chazara. And we had a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna in the previous parek, and here we're going to see this inside again now, albeit on a Tanoic basis. So the Gemara says, Shma Minah Yesh Zika. You see from our Mishnah that there is a Zika a connection between these two wives that fall in Yibam when Reuven's wife Rachel and Shimon's wife Leah, who are sisters, fall. So you see that they're not allowed, Levi and Yehuda can't do Yibam. They must do Chalitza because of Achos Ziku Kaso. So what do you see from Yishma? I mean, not Yeh Zika. This Zika bond, Achos Ziku Kaso, was real. Because if you held not Zika, the Ain Zika, if you hold that there is no such thing as a Zika bond, so then, Nechte. Ani Mitrei Bate Kaasyon. Haile Yavim Choda, Haile Yavim Choda. If you didn't hold from Zika, so then Reuven's wife should go fall to both of them. And big deal that Shimon's wife also fell to both of them. If there is no bond, a Zika bond between them, then you could say Achosu Kukaso. So then guess what? Levi could do even with one, and Yehuda could do even with one, just like the last case of the Mishnah when there was no Zika bond because of Erva. So in that situation, we said Levi could do Yibam with one, and Yehuda could do even with one. So if you hold that there's no Zika, then even in a regular case when there is no Erva, then they should be able to go and do Yibam. Levi could do Yibam with Rachel, and Yehuda could do Yibam with Leah. But since in this situation we hold Yesh Zika, that's why you can't do this. Where it says, maybe not. No, Lav Davka, you can't bring me a raya from a Mishnah that Yesh Zika. Why is that? Because La'olam Em L'cha Ein Zika. You could actually hold Ein Zika. So why then don't we allow Levi to do Yibam with one and Yehuda to do Yibam with the other? And that's because we had brought down previously Mishum de Kosovar, also Levatel Mitzvah Yabin. We have to be concerned that you're going to be Mavatel the Mitzvah Yibam. Why is that? Because Dilma, maybe Levi's going to go do Yibam right away. But Yehuda is taking his time. Yehuda says, okay, we'll get married in a few months. We'll do Yibam in a couple of months. And meanwhile, Yehuda dies. Now, Nebuch, Yehuda dies. So then Shimon's wives, Leah and any co-wives, fall to Levi. But Levi's already married the sister. Now you have Achos Ishto. That is an Issa Daraisa, and wouldn't allow you to do Yibam or Chalitza. And therefore, in this situation, maybe if Yehuda delays in doing so, while the first one, Levi, did Yibam, the second one delayed, and then he died, and you're going to be Mavato, Komavato, Mitzvah Yavne, and you don't end up doing the Mitzvah Yibam. So therefore, Midirabanan, the rabbi said, don't have one do Yibam, because the other one may delay. So even though you hold Ein Zika, so technically there's no Achoziku Kaso, and you could have Levi doing Yibam with one, and Yehuda doing Yibam with the other, because of this concern that you're going to be Mavato, Mitzvah Yavne, in case they don't do it right away. Therefore, it's best to say, do Chalitza, because Mimonoshach, even if Levi did Chalitza and then Yehuda died, Levi still could do Chalitza to Shimon's wives. So therefore, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Levi would do Chalitza to both, and you wouldn't be Mavato in the midst of Yibam, because at least you did Chalitza. So Gemara says, so then why did you need four brothers in our case in the Mishnah? You could have done the same din, taught us the same thing with just three brothers. Yehachi, Tlos, and Nami. Even if you only had Levi as the sole brother, and Reuven and Shimon died, and you hold Ein Zika, so Levi could do Chalitza to both of them. So why do you need our Mishnah to have an additional fourth brother? So Gemara says, no, lo mi boy karmina. That's exactly it. You didn't have to tell me the case of three brothers. That's obvious. Lo mi boy tlasa. You didn't have to tell me the case of three brothers, because obviously you can't marry both of them. And therefore, we say you're going to be Mavato, the Mitzvah Yibam, with one of them. If you let Levi do Yibam with one, because Ein Zika, so you could do technically Yibam with one. So then the other one would go off without anything, because it's Achos Ishto, and there wouldn't be any Chiyav of Chalitza, and you'd be Mavato, the Mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza. So certainly, Loma Boitlas, you don't have to tell me in the case of three, because the Vadai bought the Mitzvah Yibam. In that situation, as soon as Levi does Yibam with one, you're automatically going to be Mavato, the Mitzvah Yibam Chalitza with the other one. So certainly, lo mevoy, you don't have to tell me that case. The Chiddush is Avol be'arba. When you have the four brothers, now you have Levi and Yehuda, you could have argued that Levi will do Yibam, and Yehuda will do Yibam, and you're not mevatel anything. And we could have thought, lemisa lo cheshina, we don't concern ourselves that Yehuda is going to die, kamashalon, that we do concern ourselves that Yehuda is going to die, because it's not occurring right away, even for the opinion that says, normally lachoshish, on Misa, and Tosus discusses this, even though we're normally not Choshesh Misa, so over here, we are Choshesh Misa because it's over a longer period of time, and therefore Kamash Malon, that we're worried about this, and therefore that's the Chiddush of having four brothers rather than with three brothers. Where it says, if this is so, we turn to Chavov Amid Beis, then tell us the case of five, Chamisha Nami, that if there was another brother, in addition to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, you also had Yisachar. Now, maybe we should be concerned that we shouldn't allow Yibam in the case of five, because maybe both Yehuda and Yisachar will die. So therefore, we don't go to Gemara, says, Lemisa Detrei, Lo Chayshina. And that's why the Maisa, the Halach would be, that if you had Levi and Yehuda, even if you hold there is no Zika, and therefore it's not a Chos Ziku Kaso, with four we're concerned that you're going to be Vata L'mitzvah Yibam. So with four we say Chotzos V'lo Misyabdos. However, with five, we're not concerned that two of the brothers will die, and then five brothers, if there had been a fifth brother, then in fact the din would have been Levi could do Yibam with one, and we're not concerned that both Yehuda and Yisachar were going to die, and that it'll end up being Mavatil Misa Yibam. If they're five brothers, then we would let Levi do Yibam with one, and then either Yehuda or Yisachar would do Yibam with the other, or Chalitza with the other. Now the Gemara tells us, Amen, like here, so we have his Rabbah, but it really should be Rabbah. Amar Rabbah bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rabbah bar Rav Huna tells us in the name of Rav. So this will be referred to as Rav's Shita. And since we're going to have another Rabbah asking a question on this, I'm going to refer to this as Rav's Shita, even though it's Rabbah bar Rav Huna saying it over the name of Rav. And this will work out well because it's going to be an argument with Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel are common Bali Plukta. So Rav's Shita is as follows. Sholos Achayos Yevamos. Here we're going to have five brothers. And here it's a little bit different. I'll use certain names here. We're going to have to use the names of Reuven and Shimon the way the Gemara is going to use it in a moment. So therefore, we have to change around from our normal pattern. So here we're going to have the first three brothers are Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And they're married to three sisters. They're married to, we can still keep Rachel, Leah, and Chana. So again, the first three brothers, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, are married respectively to Rachel, Leah, and Chana. And then you have two other brothers, Reuven and Shimon. I have to use those names because that's what the Gemara is actually going to use. Here's the first time the Gemara uses names. Until now, I've been making up the names. But here we're going to have, again, five brothers, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They're all married to three sisters, Rachel, Leah, and Chana. And then you have two additional brothers, Reuven and Shimon. What happened over here? Shalosh Achoyos Yevamos. You have Nevuch, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov all die, and their three wives, who are three sisters, fall to the last two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, for Yibam. Now, what do? We say in this situation that you can't do Yibam, as we just pointed out, Cholzos v'lo misyavmos, you have to do Chalitza, and you can't do Yibam because of either Achozik u'koso, or because of the concern that you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam, like we brought down a moment ago. So, in this situation, Zecholetz li'achas, we have Reuven go and do Chalitza to, let's say, Avram's wife. Then you have Zecholetz li'achas, you have Shimon, he does Chalitza to Yitzchak's wife. And then, the third wife, Yaakov's wife, the Emtsois, it's called the Emtsois, Rashi explains, Kolomar Shlishis. It means the third one. Balav Davka Nokhet. It doesn't mean the middle one. There is no middle one. It means the last one. And Tosa says the same idea. So the last one we'll call Yaakov's wife. In this situation, she requires not Chalitza from one. Normally, one brother giving Chalitza paters all the other brothers and any other wives. Well, normally, one Chalitza is all that you need. But here, through a quirk of the halacha, which we'll explain in a moment, the last wife called the Emtsois, Yaakov's wife, Chana, Tzricha Chalitza, from both of them, Mishnehem, she would require Chalitza from both Reuven and from Shimon. A very unusual din, because normally if any of the brothers does Yibam Chalitza, that paters all the other wives and all the other brothers. Now, why is this? So this is the din, again, of Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. This is Rav's din, and Rabba, a different Rabba, not Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rabba, the regular Rabba that we have throughout the Gemara, he asked on this. Amalei Rabba, Rabba said, Midik Amriz, Emtsois Tzricha Chalitza Mishneim, from the fact that we said that the last of the three sisters, again, in my case, Yaakov's wife, Chana, she required Chalitza from both Reuven and from Shimon. So clearly, the reasoning is because Kosavris Yesh Zika. Obviously, this opinion of Rav is working within the Shita that Yesh Zika, and therefore everyone is Achos Ziku Kaso. So, Ahavile Chalitza Pesula. Now, in this situation, when in fact Reuven did the first Chalitza, it was Achos Ziku Kaso. But now, after Shimon did the second Chalitza, it was also just Achos Ziku Kaso. Now, when the last one comes along, when the wife of Yaakov comes along, Chana, she is Achos Chalutzaso. They did Chalitza already. And therefore, for both Reuven and Shimon, this is an additional, besides Achos Ziku Kaso, this is Achos Chalutzaso. And this is called a Chalitza Psula. This is a Chalitza that is Pasul. It is not a good Chalitza, it's a Pasula Chalitza, Chalitza Pesula. And therefore, Chalitza Pesula, since you're doing over here a Chalitza that is weakened, it is a Chalitza Pesula, so Reuven and Shimon, Tzorich Lachzor Alkola Achid, you have to go and have both of them do Chalitza, because yes, Reuven's Pesula Chalitza over here that he gives will end his relationship with her, but it won't totally absolve her from requiring Chalitza from the other brothers, in this case, the other brother Shimon. So therefore, both over here, Reuven and Shimon, each need to give Chana, the third sister, both of them need to give Chalitza, as opposed to the first two sisters, Rachel and Leah, they each only require Chalitza from one, and that potter them. So Reuven gave chalitza to Rachel, boom, she's out of the picture now. Shimon gives chalitza to Leah, boom, she's out of the picture. However, if Reuven gives chalitza to the third wife, Chana, the third sister, so then Reuven's out of the picture, but she's not totally clear. She also needs chalitza from Shimon. That is Rabba's explanation of this din. Because it's a chalitza pasula, so both of them have to go and do it. It's not enough to remove her, to be making her muteris lashuk, unless she gets chalitza from both of them, because the other chalitza that they gave, Reuven gave to Rachel, and Shimon gave to Leah, was not a chalitza pasula, and therefore it worked to exempt the other brother. But here it's a chalitza pasula, it doesn't work to exempt the other brother. That's how Rabba explained Rabba Bar Huna Amar Rab. But now we ask, if this is so, Ihachi, so then why don't we say the same thing for Rachel and for Leah? Kamai Sanami. Why is that not called a chalitza psula as well? After all, it's a chozik ukaso. So therefore, it should be, if you hold yesh zika, so that's also a psula. It's not a perfect chalitza because it's a chozik ukaso. So if you're telling me a choz chalutzaso is not good, so then it's a chalitza psula and you need both Reuven and Shimon to give it, so then for the first two as well, it's a chozik ukaso. So you should need to have both Reuven and Shimon give chalitza if this is your reasoning. So Gemara says, no. You're right. If Nebuch, there was a car accident, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all died at the same time, Nebuch, and all three wives fall at the same time, so then you'd be 100% right. Hochanami. In that situation, it would be a chosik ukaso, and it would be a chalitza psula, and you're right, you're a taka, 100% right, that both Reuven and Shimon would have to give chalitza to every one of the three sisters. However, that's not what happened over here. Lo tzricha, what happened over here was the nafal bezuach hazu. It wasn't a car accident with Avram and Yaakov. Nebuch, Avram was sick and he died. So now his wife Rachel falls and there's no achozik ukaso. So Reuven gives her chalitza. He could have done yibum with her technically. He gave her chalitza. Now, they didn't fall all at the same time. The nafal bezuach hazu. So nafal chada, Reuven's chalitza to the wife of Avram, in this situation Rachel, paters everybody else. Chalatz la Reuven. Here, see, the Gemara uses the terminology Reuven. That's why I was forced to use this case as well, using Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Reuven, and Shimon. So Reuven now, in this situation, gave a perfectly kosher chalitza to the wife of Avram, Rachel, and therefore she goes out scot-free, doesn't need anything from Shimon. Next, Nofla Idach, so the next wife falls, Nebuch, Yitzchak dies, and his wife, Leah, who's the sister of Rachel and Chana, she falls to Yibam. So Levi can't do it because that would be a chalitza psula. He already gave chalitza to this woman, so this woman's sister, to Rachel, so we achos chalutzaso. So, but Shimon doesn't have that deal, so therefore, nofla ida chol to Shimon. So Shimon can give to Leah, Yitzchak's wife, a perfectly good chalitza, because there is no achos chalutzaso. He didn't give chalitza. So very good. Shimon is patering her from everybody else, all the other brothers, i.e. Reuven, doesn't need to do anything because Shimon did a good chalitza. Now, however, when Yaakov dies and Chana, the third sister, falls, so each of them is achos chalutzaso. So noflo idach, now the third brother Yaakov dies. His wife Chana, the third sister, now is going to be facing achos chalutzaso on both sides. So cholutz lahai mafko zikaso. So when Reuven does chalitza with her, that removes him from the picture, but it doesn't remove Shimon from the picture because it's a chalitza psula. And then cholas lahai, only when Shimon does chalitza, mafko zikaso. So then that removes his attachment. And in this situation, she now is muteris lashuk, but she would require chalitza from both of them. Now this is a very good explanation. We now understand Rav Shita, but Gemara says this is assuming yesh zika, otherwise there is no way to understand this. So Gemara says, V'amar Rav ain't Zika, but Rav's opinion is that we don't hold from Zika. Gemara says, yeah, Rav was just saying this. L'divrei Omer, yesh Zika, ka'amar. Rav was saying this then, according to the opinion that says, yesh Zika, this is what would have to happen. Reuven, when they fall, not b'vasachas, but they fall b'zu achazu, so Reuven can do chalitza to the wife of Avram. Shimon does chalitza to the wife of Yitzchak, and they both have to do chalitza because of the chalitza pasula concern to the third wife, the third sister, the wife of Yaakov, Chana. Okay, that is Rav's opinion. Hopefully, able to be understood. Shmuel Amar disagrees. Shmuel disagrees. He says, Echad Chol Yitzchakula. He says, what are you talking about, Rav? One brother in our situation, Reuven, could give chalitza to all three, and everything would be fine. Now, let's understand what Shmuel said. Michte, let's take a look at what Shmuel said. Shamina Leil Shmuel, you clearly see over here that Shmuel holds the Yom HaChalitza Ma'ayabina. Shmuel certainly holds that you have to do a Chalitza Ma'ayah, a good Chalitza, a perfectly good Chalitza. Where do we see that from? The Yom HaShmuel. And we turn to Chav Zayin Omen Aleph. Here we're Baruch Hashem going ahead to help people who are listening to the Shir over Yontif. They don't have to be having to, after Yontif is over, listen to 2 hours of Shiurim. They'll be able to, hopefully, be able to keep the pace without being too much of a Tircha, but please use the time on Yontif to go Chazer. So here we're talking about the case. We're proving that Shmuel holds you need a Chalitza Ma'ayah. This scenario is there are three brothers, our regular case of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and then Nebuch, they die. So, Cholatz Leachoyos, Lo Niftiru Tzaros. In this situation, Reuven had a wife, Rachel, and he had another wife, a co-wife, a Tzara. And Shimon had a wife, Leah, she's the sister of Rachel, and he had another wife, a Tzara. And Nebuch, Reuven, and Shimon both die. So now, they both fall, all the wives fall, to Levi in Yibam or Chalitza. So he can't, because of Achos Zekukaso, do Yibam to the sisters. And therefore, you can't do Yibam to the co-wives as well. So you must do Chalitza. So therefore, if he did Chalitza, if Levi went and did Chalitza, Cholatz Liachoyos, he did Chalitza to one of the two sisters in each scenario. He gave Chalitza to Reuven's wife, Rachel, who was the sister. He also gave the sister, Chalitza, Shimon's wife, Leah. He did Chalitza to those two. So in that situation, Shmuel said, Lo niftiru tzaros. That does great. Reuven's wife, Rachel, and Shimon's wife, Leah, are now muteris lashuk. But the co-wives in that situation are not muteris lashuk. And he would have to go give, Levi would have to go give each of those tzaros a separate chalitza. Why is it so? So look in Dibra Maskel, Cholatz Leachoyos in Rashi, the top Rashi. Again, he goes over the case. Shnei Achoyos Shenoflu Lufanav Mishnei Achim. You have the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, fell from two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And V'cholachas Tzaros Sa'ima. They each had a co-wife as well. Now, in this situation, Levi, V'cholatz Leachoyos, he gave chalitza to Rachel, and then he gave chalitza to Leah. Lo niftiru tzarusein. We said that the co-wives don't go muteris lashuk like they normally would be. Why? Hoel the boy liabume. Because if he wanted to do yibum, he's not allowed to have done yibum. Lo motzi, he couldn't because of achoz zikukaso. So therefore, elo yachlots litzaros. So therefore, he has to give chalitza to the tzaros. The yiftru achoyos, and that way he'll pater the sisters. But dafka, if you want to do a chalitza ma'alya, which is what we're saying Shmuel requires, he should bedafka give the chalitza to the two tzaros and not the two sisters. Why? The afal got the tzaros nami. After all, the tzaros, you're not allowed to do yibum to the tzaros either because of the tzara of achoz zikukaso. So they're also forbidden to do yibum, but nevertheless, Rashi points out a very important diuk over here. He says, Mihu, kal isurum, mishal achoyos. The achoyos are directly achos zikukoso. Rachel and Leah are achos zikukoso. The tzara is one level further. It's tzaras achos zikukoso. And therefore, that's a preferable chalitza. Hilkach, av chalitzasam mishubachos, mishal achoyos. This is the way the Gemara is going to understand Shmuel, and Rashi explains it now over here. So therefore, Shmuel requires a chalitza ma'alya, the best chalitza possible. And it's a better chalitza to do to the two tzaros of the achoyos, Reuven's other wife, the tzara of Rachel, Shimon's other wife, the tzara of Leah, go do the chalitza to them, and that will pater the sisters, Rachel and Leah, respectively. Now, based upon this, now we're back to our case with Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Reuven, and Shimon, the five brothers, where Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are married to the three sisters, Rachel, Leah, and Chanah. Now he tells us, when Shimon did Chalitza, Chalitza Ksheira, so he gave a perfectly good Chalitza. This would be a Chalitza Ma'ayah, because Reuven already gave Chalitza to Avram's wife, Rachel, so now Shimon gives Chalitza to Yitzchak's wife, Leah, the sister of Rachel, that's a perfectly good Chalitza. But if it was Chalitz lo Reuven, if Reuven had gone and he went and gave Chalitza to Yitzchak's wife, Leah, that would be a Chalitza that would be not Ma'alya, and therefore, if Chalitz lo Reuven, Chalitza Psula, that would be a Chalitza Psula, and wouldn't pater anybody but that wife that would only pater Leah, but would not pater the tzaras of Leah. So here's our question. We just said at the bottom, Chavava Mibes, Echad Cholitz Lekulon, Shmuel had said that one brother could give Chalitz to all of them. But here you clearly see that that's not true. If in fact Reuven had given Chalitz to Yitzchak's wife, Leah, it would be a chalitza psula, and it would not be good. And Shmuel clearly holds that you must give a chalitza ma'ayisa. So how can you say Shmuel, echad cholitza kulan? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, my echad cholitza kulan? Now, I mean, the Gemara, what exactly did Shmuel say when he said one is able to be cholitza to all of them? It meant I am tzais. It was only referring to the third one. And the third one, according to Shmuel, he disagrees with Rav. He says that, in fact, if either Reuven or Shimon would have given chalitza to the third one, to Chana, if the Yaakov dies, that would be enough. You don't need both of them to go do chalitza. Here is where he disagrees with Rav. But it said kulon. The Gemara says, v'ha kulon kamar. So how can you tell me that it's only talking about the third wife? You seem to indicate that it's talking about all the wives, that Reuven could have given chalitza to Rachel, to Leah, and to Chana. So why are you telling me it's only talking about Chana? So what it says, because Kivon derubo gabe karla kula. Because, after all, if Reuven did chalitza to the first wife, to Avram's wife, Rachel, and he gives chalitza to the third wife, which is Yaakov's wife, Chana, so then he did most of them, and rubo kakulo. And therefore, that's what Shmuel meant when he said, one brother can do it to all of them. He didn't mean all of them, he meant the majority of them. And he doesn't require, like Rav, that both brothers, Reuven and Shimon, give chalitza to the last sister, to Chana. That's teretz number one of Shmuel. Teretz number two, if you wanted to say, when did Shmuel say that you need to do a chalitza ma'alya, ki kamar Shmuel chalitza ma'alya bin, and like we said, the very top of this amud, cholas lachayos lo niftaru tzaros, that Shmuel requires a chalitza ma'alya that's only hani mili lemiftar tzaros. That's only to be poteres the tzara. Avo miftra nafsha patra. But for that woman herself, so that inferior chalitza, that psula chalitza does work. As we explained the one from Rashi, the chalitza works for the two sisters, albeit in that situation, the shnei achayos would be muteres lashuk, but their tzaros would not be permissible. And now we'll go back and analyze that further. Gufo, we said, Amar Shmuel, Cholatz L'Achoyos L'Niftaru Tzaros. However, L'Tzaros Niftaru Achoyos. We're going and analyzing that statement that we brought down at the very top of this Amud, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We said that when you had Nebuch, the three brothers, then two of them died. You have Reuven, who's married to one of the sisters, Rachel, and another co-wife. And Shimon was married to the other sister, Leah, and another co-wife. So in that situation, when both Reuven and Shimon died, so Levi, if he wants, he can't, because of Achoz Zikukaso, he can't do Yibum with them, so he has to do Chalitza. So which one should he do Chalitza with? If he does Chalitza with the sisters themselves, that doesn't exempt the co-wives, as Rashi pointed out, because Kali Sura Mishal Achoyos. It's preferable in this situation that you should do the chalitza with the tzaros because they're one step removed. They're the tzara of Achoz Zikukaso rather than the Achoz Zikukaso themselves. That's what Shmuel had said. Now, based upon this, we're now going to analyze another case that we have Shmuel commenting on. You have, in this situation, just two brothers. Very simple. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has two wives. No sisters involved in this. Reuven just has two wives. Rachel and Leah. They're not related to each other in this situation. Again, a very simple case. Reuven has two wives, unrelated, Rachel, Leah. Reuven dies, and they both fall to Shimon in Ibam. Now, what does Shimon do? Cholatz lebalas haget. He gave a get to one of them. Now, a get doesn't work in this situation. He mistakenly thought that you just give a get, and that exempts them now from Ibam or Chalitza, and then Mutaris Lashuk. But that's not true. Giving a get, while it does prevent them now from doing Yibum, giving a get is something, but it's only working on a Derabbanan level, so since people may mistakenly that a get and chalitza are the same, and they see that he gave a get, but then he still did Yibum, so they're going to mistakenly think if you do chalitza, you can still do Yibum after that, so therefore the rabbi set up a gzera and said, if you give a get, it's as if you gave chalitza, and therefore you can't do Yibum anymore, but it obviously doesn't exempt the need for chalitza. So Shimon in this situation gave a get to either Rachel or Leah, one of the two wives. Let's say he gave the get to Rachel. And now, the rabbis tell him, you got to do chalitza. So, if in fact Shimon now does chalitza, cholatz lebalas haget, so she goes free. She now had chalitza. But this is a chalitza pesula, because there was a get involved over here. So, lo niftara tzara. The other wife, the unrelated other wife, Leah, still requires chalitza. But, if he had given Latzara Chalitza, so he gave a get to Rachel, which doesn't do anything except not allow them to do Yibam, and then he goes and gives the Chalitza, which now is required, and he gives that to Leah, the other wife, so then Latzara, if he gave it to the Tzara, Niftra Balasget. Not only does the Tzara go off, she's Muteris Lashok, but also the Balasget, Rachel, is also Muteris Lashok. You see here, you need to give the Chalitza Ma'ayisa, and it's only called Ma'ayisa if you give it to the one that didn't have the get given to her. As Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel, the Balas Aget, basically, while most Me'ese Achot, again, Reuven had two wives, Rachel and Leah, Benosan Yovim Get Liachas, man, the Yovim Shimon mistakenly thought you could give a get, and he gives a get to Rachel, Shuv Ein Chalitza So, Hogenes Kol Kach, so therefore, if he gives Chalitza to her, it's not so good, it's a Chalitza Psula. The Kalisha Zikasa, because her Zika was weakened by giving of the get. And therefore, if he gives the Chalitza to Rachel, lo niftara tzara. That's a Chalitza Psula, and it's not a Chalitza Ma'ayisa, and therefore, he has to go and also give in that situation Chalitza to the other wife, Leah. But if he gave it to Leah, so that's a Chalitza Ma'ayisa, that paters not only Leah, but would even pater the Balas Haget, the first wife, Rachel. Similarly, the Gemara says, if in fact in this situation where Rachel and Leah fell to him, he did Maimer, Shimon gave Maimer, which is what you're supposed to do, to Rachel, to one of the two, but then he did Chalitza. So that essentially abrogates the Maimer, but Cholatz Labalas HaMaimer, if he did Chalitza to Labalas HaMaimer, that's considered a Chalitza Psula. Lo Niftarat Tzara. So in that situation, the other Tzara, Leah, who didn't get Maimer, would not be freed. He'd have to do Chalitza to her as well. But in this situation, we gave Maimer to Rachel. If he did Chalitza to Leah, so Latzara, then Niftra Balas Maimer. Then that would exempt not only the Tzara that he gave the Chalitza to, but that would also work on Rachel, the one who gave Maimer to. And this is because, again, the Chalitza Ma'ayisa was given to the one that didn't get the get, didn't get the Maimer, so that's a Chalitza Ma'ayisa, because there's a full-fledged, strong Zika in that situation. But the Maimer, somewhat paradoxically, if you're going to do Chalitza, if you do Yibam after it, that's the right way. But if you can do Chalitza after it, that was a weakened type of a relationship, and therefore, that is not considered a Chalitza Ma'ayisa, that's considered a Chalitza Psula, just like with the get. In fact, the Gemara is going to end off in saying that both of these two are similar, the Maimer and the get. Both of them are Chalitza Pesula, and there's no difference between them, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. Now, Gemara goes back and says, again, analyzing the very topic of Hosea Amud Aleph, Shmuel's statement, the Cholatz Lachoyos Lo Niftaru Tzaros. So, Maishno Lachoyos Lo Niftaru Tzaros. Why do we say that in the situation, again, you have Reuven and Shimon, each with two wives, and Reuven and Shimon die, and they fall to Levi in Yibam, and he gives a Chalitza to the two sisters, the Achos Zikukoso, because you can't do Yibam with them. So we said that that only exempts them, but it won't exempt the other wives, the Tzaros. But if you gave the Chalitza to the Tzaros, that would exempt the two sisters, respectively, from Reuven and from Shimon, that would exempt them. They would be Muteris Lashuk. Now, why is that? Maisno Lachayos, the Loniftru Tzaros. Why, when you give the Chalitza to Rachel and Leah, it doesn't exempt the Tzaros, but if you give it to the Tzaros, it exempts the two sisters. Why? Because the Havilo Achos Isha Bezika. Because here you have, these are two sisters, Achos Zikukaso. So therefore, it is a problem. That's the real reason that we don't allow Yibam to be done, because of this Dinder Abundant of Achos Zikukaso, Yesh Zika. But, Cholatz Latzaros Nami. So how come if you give the Chalitza to the Tzaros, it's also not a problem? Lo Liftu Rechoyes. You should argue that we've already given the reason why this is not so. From Rashi, but the Gemara is now suggesting that even if you give Chalitza to the Tzaros, it's also a problem, because the Tzaros are also not allowed to have Yibam done with them. The Havilu Tzaros Achos Isha Bezika. This is Tzaros Achos Zikukoso, which is also not allowed. What difference does it make? The Gemara is asking right now whether it's the Achos Zikukoso or the Tzaros Achos Zikukoso. Now, the answer we've already given, not the answer that the Gemara is going to give right now. The Gemara now says, you know what? Kasavar Shmuel ain't Zika. Shmuel doesn't hold from Zika. And therefore, there is no Achos Zikukoso, and therefore, there's no problem of Tzaros Achos Zikukoso. But where it says, Farmer Shmuel Yeh Zika. But as opposed to Rav, who holds ain't Zika, Shmuel holds Yeh Zika. Shmuel says again, like we answered before, Ledivri Omer ain't Zika Kamar. Shmuel was just saying his din according to those that don't hold from Zika. I personally hold from Zika, but for those that don't hold from Zika, in this situation, there is no problem. And that's why if you give the tzaros, you're perfectly good. But the Gemara says, and if that's true, if you don't hold from achose kukaso, so then cholas lachoyas, am I living through tzaros? If you don't hold from achose kukaso, so then what's the problem? Why did Shmuel say cholas lachoyas lo nif through tzaros? What's the problem? And the Gemara says, okay, I understand. Bishlama tzara derach loti pater. We understand that the tzara of Rachel wouldn't become pater. Why? The kivon the cholas l'Leah, because here they're saying that Leah, the second wife Shimon, had done first the chalitza on Leah, and only afterwards v'chader cholas l'Rachel, and only afterwards did he do the chalitza on Rachel. So in this situation, havilu chalitza d'Rachel chalitza psula. In this situation, the chalitza that was done to Rachel, the second, they're using here that Leah was done first and that Rachel was done second, so this is chalitza psula because it's achos chalutzaso. However, elatzara de Leah tipatir, but what was wrong with the first chalitza that was done to Leah? So the first chalitza done to Leah, why would that not pater the tzara of Leah? That's the question. So Gemara says, my lo nithru tzaros nami tkarma, that which we said that the tzaros aren't exempted, is not both tzaros, it's only the second tzara, atzara de Rachel. Again, here they're saying that Leah had the chalitza first. So Leah's tzara is exempted. It's only if you then do chalitza with Rachel that Rachel's tzara is not exempted. Gemara says, that's not what it said. But tzaros karma, it seemed to say that both of the tzaros, cholatz lachoyos, loaded through tzaros, right, the very top line, so that seemed to imply that all the tzaros are not going to be exempted, not just the tzara of Rachel, but the tzara of Leah as well. Gemara says, no, tzara is yama. He was talking in general, that in this scenario, the tzara of the second wife, all of these scenarios that come up, the tzara of the second wife, tzaros, would not be exempted. But in fact, the tzara of the first wife is a perfectly good chalitza. And therefore, if you give chalitza to Leah, it does exempt her tzara. We're still not happy. It says, ihachi, if this is so, so then cholatz letzaros, niftru achayos. So then when we're saying that if you did chalitza to the tzaros, Shmuel's statement was, if you do chalitza to the tzaros, it does exempt both of the Achos, the two sisters, so then, Vatzaros Rachel, Mimiftra. But wait a second, it doesn't exempt the Tzara of Rachel. Because we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Nem, Votnan, Osur Odom Bitzaras Krovas Chalutzaso. Now, what is this Mishnah's case on Daf Nem? It's telling us that if you do Chalitza with one of the two sisters, Leah, so then you would not be allowed to marry Achos Chalutzaso. But even the tzara of achos chalutzaso, you wouldn't be allowed to marry. Also, adam bitzaras krovas chalutzaso, any krova. I gave the example of achos. That's the example that we usually use because that's the ones that's beferish in the Torah. And that's often the paradigm. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. That's what we always use as the paradigm. But it would be true for any krovas chalutzaso. So a person is forbidden to go and marry the tzara of krovas chalutzaso. So you can't marry achos chalutzaso. You can't also marry the krovas achos chalutzaso. So in our case, why are you telling me that if you do a chalitza with the tzara, that it paters the achayos? This would be an example of oster odom mitzaras krovas chalutzaso, and therefore it should be also not a chalitza ma'isa. This would be a chalitza psula. So Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel nami, hischil lo hischil kama. You have to break apart Shmuel's statement into two separate statements. Hischil b'achayos, he starts off telling us, if you do chalitza with one of the two sisters, now again, they're using the example that he did chalitza first with Leah, so we'll keep that example as well. You do chalitza with Leah, hischil b'achayos, so now the tzara of Leah goes off free, as we just said, if you do chalitza with one, even the sister, that tzara goes off free. But then, when you have to do the chalitza to the other one, lo yigmar bitzaros, he should not then do the chalitza with the tzara of the sister, the other sister's wife. He shouldn't do the chalitza, the second chalitza, with the tzara of Rachel. He did it first with Rachel's sister Leah. He did chalitza with Leah first. So hiskel boachayos, lo yigmar bitzaros. Then when he does the second chalitza, he can't do it with the tzara of Rachel. He must do it with Rachel herself. Ditznan. That's what this Mishnah said. Also, Adam Bitzaras Krovas Chalutzaso. He cannot do it because she's also to him as the Tzara of Achos Chalutzaso. That's the first statement that Shmuel made. Hischil Bitzaras. But if he did, in fact, the Tzara first, he did Leah's Tzara first, he did chalitza with her. So then, in that situation, yigmar af biyachoyus. Then, if he wishes to, he can go and do the second chalitza either with Rachel or with the tzara of Rachel. And that's also based upon that mishnah on daf mem ditznan. Mutter adam, a person is permitted bikrovas with the relatives of tzaras chalutzaso. Again, what happened? He did the first chalitza with the tzara of the wife who was a sister. He did Leah's tzara. He did that first. That's called hischil b'tzaros. Then the second chalitza, he could do it to Rachel or to Rachel's tzara. Yigmar af b'achoyis. He could do either one he wants. And this is again based upon that mishnah on daf mem ditznan. Mutar adam bikrovas, the relative of tzaras chalutzaso. This is working within the Ein Zika, as we just pointed out before, you know, Shmuel holds from Zika, but this is going, according to the opinion, says Ein Zika. So there is no problem over here of Achoz Zikukaso. The only problem is the Tzara of Chalutzaso. That has nothing to do with Zika. That has to do with the fact that it's now Tzaras Chalutzaso. So this is Krovas Tzaras Chalutzaso, and that is permitted. The Tzaras Chalutzaso in this situation is Leah, because he did Bitzara. He did first the co-wife of Leah. So she is called the Tzaras Chalutzaso, and her relative, Krovas Tzaras Chalutzaso, is Rachel, and there is no problem. And therefore, that's why Shmuel says, even though you're Hiskel B'Tzaros, Yigmar Af B'Achoyos. So that's another way to understand Shmuel. Finally, Vashemar, Leolim Kedikamris. In fact, when we pointed out that Chalutz La'Achoyos Lo Niftu Tzaros, it means exactly what we originally said it means, that if you did the Chalitza with Leah and then with Rachel, so Lo Niftu Tzaros, that you're not patering either of those situations the tzara. You must do the chalitza with the tzara, like we originally said. We said that Shmuel holds Ein Zika. In this situation, it's going according to the opinion of Ein Zika. No, this is going according to Shmuel, who holds Yesh Zika, that there is Zika. It's going Lishita Shmuel. And this is the teretz that Rashi gave earlier before, the very top Rashi that we said, this is that teretz, Umishum delo alima zika, that this zika, making him achozik ukaso, yes, Shmuel holds from that, however, it doesn't make the tsaros into such a strong, that's one step level. Achozik ukaso is not the same as tsaros achozik ukaso, that's weaker. And therefore, it's preferable to do the chalitza with the tsaras achozik ukaso, rather than the achozik ukaso, which would be a chalitza that it's not ma'alya, it would be a chalitza psula, and that's why Shmuel said, cholatz li'achoyos lo niftiru tzaros. Mishum du lo alima zika l'shabi l'tzara kerva. That tzara is one step removed. It's kal. It is a more lenient type of a situation, and therefore it's preferable to do the chalitza with that. That's the chalitza ma'ayisa, rather than doing it with the sisters themselves. Now, of course, says we have a braisa to support this. Tanya kavosei de Rav Ashi. A braisa supports this, in fact. Braisa says, Cholotz l'achoyos lo niftiru tzaros. If you did the chalitza to Leah and then to Rachel, the tzaros in both of them aren't pottered. However, hol tzaros, but if you did the chalitza to the tzara of Leah and then the tzara of Rachel, hol tzaros niftiru achoyos, then the achoyos are, in fact, going to be exempted. Why? My taima, la bishum de kusari yesh zika. Oh, this goes in accord with Shmuel Shita that there is zika. However, but the Zika here is stronger on the sisters. It's not as strong. It's more kal. Kali surim, Rashi says, mishalachayos, because this is one step removed. This is tzaras achosikukoso, and therefore this is exactly what Rashi said. However, the word doesn't like this. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, he disagrees. He says, no, Hamani, this Braisa is in fact Beishamai. This Braisa says that the Tzara is permitted. We had the famous machlokes between Beishamai and Beisela. We had early in the first parak that Beishamai says the Tzara is actually permitted in Yibam. You're mechoyev to do Yibam with the Tzara. So this is going in accord with Beishamai. Beishamai hidith nan, Beishamai matirin, atzaros liachin. And that's why we say that you must do the Chalitza with the Tzara and not with the Achozik Ukaso. One says that obviously, why are you saying you do chalitza? Ihachi yabumi namitis yamit. Then you should do yibam, not chalitza. So Gemara says no. This is going in accord with what we said of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. If you remember back earlier, the first parak, Yochanan Nuri said, why should we have all these problems with you, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to do yibam, but they also say you can do chalitza, and Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to do yibam with chalitza. So let's compromise and make everybody happy. We'll fulfill Beis Shammai by doing chalitza, and there won't be a problem of mamzerus, because Beis Hillel says that it's a mamzer if they would have yibum, but we're not doing yibum. We're doing chalitza. So kirav yochem and nori the amar bo and isaki lehem letzaros. We can figure out a way that everybody's happy. Shiyu choltzus lo misyadmos. So follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, but do chalitza and not yibum. And this way, mimonashach to Beis Hillel, as long as they're not getting married. Okay, so they did an unnecessary chalitza, but nishke ferloch. So that was Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So why don't we say that over here as well? That's why we didn't do yibum. That's why it said chalitza. And therefore, this is not a Tanya Kavosi de Rav Ashi. Mor says, no, but we said we rejected Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. V'amar Mar, we said there that they wanted to do what Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, but they weren't able to. Lo espiku ligbor sadavar. They weren't able to finalize this and say this will be the halacha going forward. Achi nitru for Ashah, until the hour got all scrambled, which meant we said earlier that the persecutions came and they weren't able to enact this. So they never enacted Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara here says, no, this is in fact something that they did enact, but they enacted it later on. Omer of Nachor Yitzchak. Yes, originally they weren't able to enact it, but subsequently they did. Acharav chazu v'tiknu, after this persecution stopped, it was no longer nitra for Ashah, so they were in fact able to go and enact this takana. So therefore it's not a raya to Rav Ashi, it's not a raya to this understanding of Shmuel. Okay, this was quite a complicated sugya, the shitas of Rav and Shmuel. Just do a little bit more, and they ask in the Beis Medrash, and we turn to Chav Zayin Omid Beis. What are they asking the Beis Medrash? Balas Aget to Balas Amayma. Remember, earlier this year, we had a scenario where there were two co-wives that fell in Yibam, and we said, if you gave a get to one, then it's preferable to do the chalitza to the other. If you gave Maima to one, it's preferable to do chalitza to the other if you're going to do chalitza. So we said, let's say you'd given Maimer to one, Balas Aget, Ubalas HaMaimer, and the other one got Maimer. So this person was all messed up. And when Reuven died with the two wives, one he did a get to, and the other one he did Maimer to. So now, which one should he do the Chalitza to? Which one is better? Which one is a more Chalitza Ma'ayisa? Ezemhen Kodemis. Do we say, Balas Aget, Adifa, that the one who he gave the get to, it's preferable to give Chalitza to her, and that will exempt both of them? Why? Mishum Da'aslu Baba Chalitza, because that's, so to say, the start of Chalitza. Get is similar to Chalitza. Or do we say, no, Odilma, Balas Maimer Adifa, because Mishum Dekrova Labia, that's the start of doing Yibam. So which one of these two would be the preferable one to give the Chalitza to? So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Toshma. Learned from the following brisa, umod the Rabban Gamliel sheish get acha maimer umaimer acha get. The Rabban Gamliel said, and we'll learn this later in the Masechta when we discuss this sugya more. But basically, if one of the brothers gave a get, so another brother could go give maimer and it would take effect, or that same brother could give maimer and it would still take effect. We don't say, for example, like after yibam or after chalitza, nothing takes effect. But here, if one gave a get and then either that same brother or another brother did maimer, it does take effect. So we have both then get and maimer, and likewise, if one brother gave Maimer and then either the same brother or another brother gave a get to a different one, so it works as well. So now, e get adif, if get was stronger, so then lo lahani Maimer abasrei, then the Maimer shouldn't work. If you're going to tell me be Maimer or the Maimer is adif, so then lo lahani get abasrei, then the get shouldn't work afterwards. But in fact, both of them work. So what do we see from here? Moder Rabban Gamliel, Ravashi says that Rabban Gamliel admits, elalav shmamino, that there is no difference between Maimer and Get. They have the same strength, and therefore it would not make a difference whether you gave the Chalitza to the one who had Maimer or the one who had the Get. Both of them would be the same. They're equally Chalitza Psula, so there's no Adifus, there's no preference to give one versus the other. Oh, Shmamina. This is in fact a good Raya. Again, a very complicated sugya today. I hope it was clear. We're now a half of a daf ahead for Yontif, and with this we conclude today's share.